is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely lovely co-host, Miss...
What are you calling me today?
On a bike. Miss
thank
on a bike.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's Bird.
You're all right.
Bird on a bike. Yeah.
Bird on a bike.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Slow news day today.
Well, we're not allowed to talk politics.
We're not even going to talk about it, are we?
Not allowed to talk about it.
We got a packed lineup of guests today, so we got some much more interesting stuff to talk about than what's going on out there.
Not allowed to talk, are we? Not allowed to mastermind, not allowed to do anything.
No, no. Nothing. We're just going to talk to guests.
Yep.
Good. What have you been up to?
Not telling you.
I asked for that, really, didn't I? Yeah.
You know when you sat here and you think, literally, all I'm doing is writing. I'm trying not to see people, not to do anything, not to speak to anybody.
You're writing your book.
Just writing my book.
Yeah.
It's called creativity. It's good.
Yeah.
It's sticky.
Yeah.
It's messy. It's great. I love it.
You like writing messy books, don't you?
I love it. Yeah. I love poking the bear with people.
I know.
Yeah, I really do. I really love it. So,
When's it going to be ready? Come on.
It goes to the editor the end of October. It will be out. We were trying to get it out before Christmas, but the honesty of it is probably not now. Okay. So it will probably be January 2020 now, which is cool.
Do we have a title for it?
Oh, we've always had a title for it. Seeking the Wisdom of Woman.
Short book, then, is it?
Hey. Oh. Don't laugh with him, Pastor Jack.
I'm going to die now, aren't I?
I tell you, you've got a pastor in the room and you'll be in this room.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe you've been swearing in front of him as well.
I was
absolutely devastated. I'm like, oh,
I can't help it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a South London boy.
It's
the only words I know.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, carry on. What have you been up to?
Absolutely nothing. I've done absolutely nothing because I was banned by Twitter last week, so nothing has happened.
How did you cope with that?
I haven't done it. I just sat and cried.
Do you actually understand why Twitter banned you?
No, not really. Not really, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. It took me ages to unban myself because... They've got this really stupid...
All I can hear is King giggling at the little corner.
Yeah. They've got this stupid thing about how you unban yourself, which doesn't work.
Excellent.
Yeah. Basically, to unban yourself, you have to give me your mobile phone number and they tweet you a code. The Twitter rules say that you can use your mobile phone for up to a maximum of 10 accounts, but you can only unblock one. Yeah? If I unblocked my first one with my phone... I went to unblock the second one. It says, you can't do that. You've already used that phone number. It was crazy. You know, am I supposed to have 10 phones?
So what you've unveiled is that Twitter's business model doesn't work.
It doesn't work very well.
Good to know.
Anyway, so that was me. That's what I've been up to.
Hmm.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing at all. Came to a grinding halt.
We're great on this business show then, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're a font of all knowledge.
I did have a good day yesterday, though.
What did you do?
I spent the afternoon at McNaid's in Faversham.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. Talking to Stefano, who's the owner there.
Nice.
Yeah, really interesting. Yeah.
I tell you what I did see that you were up to. You were up to something, was it Chatham on Thursday? Hmm. Where you had lots of banners and everything.
We had a careers fair.
Yeah,
in the Pentagon Centre, and it was brilliant. It went really well.
Yeah.
And we had a surprise visit from the Minister for Employment, which was really brilliant, Mims Davis, and she was fabulous. She really gave us a lot of support, both for the careers fair and also for the 30-30 programme, which we're doing tomorrow in Haysbrook School. Well, I'll talk about that later.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors who are Fit for Trade, and they offer flexible training solutions for the glass and glazing industry and the wider construction sector. If you go to www.fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Nice.
Thank you to them for sponsoring the show today.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, you used to talk about Fit for Trade Limited. Mm. I've got them up on my Twitter feed at the minute. I've got my Twitter feed because I've been good on Twitter. And Telcare Limited have said it's business bunker time.
See, they allow pirates on Twitter.
Hello.
Don't they, my dear?
Hello.
They allow pirates, but they don't allow the rest of us.
Yeah. No, well, I feel a little bit famous today. It's really funny because Telcare have made me quite famous. They put Business Bunker Day, Bird and the Bike is on with Vanilla Web.
Ah, they put you first.
They put me first. It's unheard of. As well as all the fab guests. It's got to be worth a listen. I agree with you, Lisa Settle.
Mm. I noticed that we've had quite a few tweets that are just addressed to you as well.
Don't know why. It's nothing to do with me.
Am I getting sidelined here?
not by me. I don't want any more. I'm like, no, we do it together.
Well, I've had a...
We are Bert and Ernie.
Why does it always do that? At the minute I pick my phone up, I've got a tweet all lined up to read. I pick my phone up and it disappears. I'm getting really annoyed with Twitter, do you know? They need to
You've
watch out.
You've got your Cockney Twitter.
Yeah. I had a tweet, which I was just about to read, from Munya Badzi. And he was saying, hold on. He said, "Hello, Business Bunker. Wish me luck this afternoon as we present Kent Developers Group, aiming to entice people to get involved with the Careers Advisor Network, which is what Munya runs for Kent County Council." So he's at the Kent Developers Group, and he's trying to get young people involved, is what I can make out from the tweet. So good luck with that, Munya. I hope it goes well. Munya does a fantastic job. He runs the Enterprise Advisors Network in Kent, and they basically are an organisation that interfaces between schools and businesses to try and encourage young people into various areas of the economy. So good luck with that, Munya. I hope it goes well. I'm sure it will. And he's also just sent a tweet as well about the 4th of October. And on the 4th of October is the Kent Apprenticeship Graduation Day at Rochester Cathedral. These young people are apprentices, but they've won a degree level apprenticeship. Yeah. So level six, level seven apprenticeship. Yeah. And basically when you get a degree, you get all the cape and the mortar board and all that shenanigans and you get awarded a degree. So we decided to do the same for apprentices. So there's a graduation ceremony, on the 4th of October at Rochester Cathedral, and I'm hosting it, which is really nice, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's going to be
good. It's a great day as well. Nia's had her graduation. And do you know what? She started her master's yesterday.
Right.
Funny enough, she's doing master's in journalism. This is my daughter.
Right.
And do you know what? She's got to learn 2 hours a day.
How to write?
She's got to learn shorthand.
Wow.
I cannot believe that they're still having to teach shorthand.
Wow.
I said, but why with the technology these
days? I was going to say, can't you use Siri?
Yeah, but apparently you're not allowed to take it. You know, if there's certain areas that you still have to only take shorthand down, you're not allowed to use any technology, so courts, things like that.
Right.
So they teach them in journalism at master's level, shorthand. Go figure.
Cool.
Hieroglyphics, I like to call it.
I've also had a tweet from Alison Palmer at the FSB, at the Federation of Small Business, and she says, "Have a great show, guys. If possible, can we have a shout-out, please, for the upcoming conference we're sponsoring, Finance and Mental Health, on the 3rd of October in Maidstone, in conjunction with Breakthrough Funding?" And she's given me an Eventbrite link, which is eventbrite.co.uk. I can't read that. It's given me a blocker that says, you can only do this if you donate money.
Alison, send it through.
It's eventbrite.co.uk/debt and mental health is what it is. I'll put a link to it up
and
on the...
So good they're linking them together.
Yeah. That's brilliant. It's a brilliant event that's taking place on the 3rd of October. So do check that out and have a look at Eventbrite for debt and mental health.
Nice.
And find out more about that.
There's a lot of gifts going on in Twitter at the
moment. Oh, we got some
gifts.
It's
all about hugs. Neville's on it. Neville Gaunt's on it. Tracy Ferguson's on it. Jules Sirkins. I don't know what's going on. What's going down with a hug?
Jules was demanding hugs for something or other. I'm not sure what that was about.
I don't get it, Jules.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got my usual...
Oh, I've been corrected. I've been corrected by Amanda. She says, "The ceremony isn't just for qualified apprentices. It's for level 2 through level 6, not just degree levels."
I think that's really nice.
Thank you
if she listens out. Thank
you for correcting me.
Leading you on the right way.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, good. What you got?
Carsfromkent.com.
Your mate Mitch.
"Hello, Bird and a Bike. We would like one of your lovely Bird and a Bike shout outs, please. Buy, sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com.
Fantastic.
Diamond Circle Wedding. Shall I just carry on?
Yeah, go on.
What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to get my tweets out. I've got one from Dragon Co-working. It says, "We're exhibiting at the Tech Expo this Thursday. Look forward to seeing you there, Business Bunker." Yes, we will be there. If you want to find out about that, it's free to attend. If you go to techexpouk.com, you can book
and
your free ticket.
And I have got an email to read about it later.
Do you? Fine.
Do.
That's cool. Good.
Okay.
Go on, you can do one more.
Diamond Circle Weddings. It's been raining outside, but it's not a blue day. You know why? Because it's Business Bunker Show Day. And it's a Tuesday motivation with the fabulous Vanilla Webb. Now, I don't get understand this. I don't understand this. And the resourceful bird in a bike.
Resourceful?
Why resourceful? Am I resourceful? I am, but I don't know why. Keep up the great work, and it's nice the pensioners are playing well.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Richard Bell, who's known as on Twitter as Security Speak, and he says, "Hey, Business Bunker, can you give us a shout-out today, please? 10 Intelligence, which is his cyber security company, will be at the Tech Expo at the Kent Event Centre this Thursday, exhibiting on stand B1. Visit us to find out how we can help your business stay safe and prepared for the worst." So give them a visit, stand B1 at the Tech Expo on Thursday. You can do one more, and then I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
What do you want me to do?
I don't mind. You pick.
Okay, Fruit Bowl Media. Hey, Bird in a Bike. God, you've been forgotten today. You're right. Nobody wants to speak to you.
I know.
Anyway, Bird in a Bike. Can we have a business burger? A business burger.
Yeah, let's have a business burger.
And there's a new business.
Do you want fries with that?
No, talking about that, did anybody see that McDonald's have got this charity thing, and the Whopper, they decided to take off being sold for one day. Did you hear about this?
No.
Classic. It is brilliant. So you've got Burger King. They decided to support McDonald's. Very clever. How clever is this? And say, we're not going to sell our Whopper today to you because we want you to go to McDonald's and buy the burger there because the rest of it goes to charity. And they had a no Whopper day. I think that is
brilliant.
Genius.
Yeah, it's clever marketing.
So, you know, I think there's the supportiveness. So even though they aren't supporting you, they are.
Right.
Okay, so, hey, Bird in a Bike, can we have a business, not burger, Business Bunker shout-out, please? We are sponsors and exhibiting at Tech Expo on Thursday, web design, digital marketing, podcast studio hire and more. And guess what stand you're on?
B12.
Nice.
Yeah, that's vitamins for you, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Nice one. Do you know what? I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
What have you picked?
Well, what do you reckon?
It's either going to be some...
Well, it's Diana Ross. And it ain't no mountain high enough.
Why?
Because we got a summit to talk about.
Love die in the warm of the night. If I flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. I'll turn my mic up. That would really help, wouldn't it? And hopefully on the phone, we're joined by Michaela Wayne. Hello, Michaela.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. You've had a busy day, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been a bit mad, yeah.
Yeah, you started off this morning with Piers Morgan, I believe, on the telly.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And he went for me a bit, but
Did he?
I survived to tell the tale.
I think you gave him as good as he got, actually. Well done. Well done. Okay. Michaela, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. For those that don't know, and I don't think there will be many, but Michaela was the runner-up on The Apprentice Show in 2017.
Yeah.
I mean, just very quickly, I'm sure you're bored of talking about it now, but how did you find that? Well, you know, what was a big takeaway for you from that?
Do you know what? It was loads of fun and it was a massive, massive learning experience, because I don't think in business anybody can ever tell you they know everything. So I learned lots throughout the process and got lots of amazing contacts as well. So it was all around good experience.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So, Michaela, you now run a few businesses, mostly in the construction sector.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about the businesses that you run.
So I have three main businesses. One's Design and Build UK, which is an online and hard copied magazine in the construction industry, the largest one in the UK. Vantage Utility Connections, we fit gas, water and electric mains into sites. And the latest one, the one that appeared on The Apprentice, is We Connect Construction, and that's a lead generation platform for the construction industry.
Oh, that's fantastic. And funnily enough, we've got a show in a couple of weeks' time in which we're talking to a couple of people, Ella Brocklebank, who is the chair of the Women in Construction group here in Kent. And it's one of those things that we're really trying hard to do, especially locally here, is to get more women into the construction marketplace.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm seeing more and more of it now. There's a bit of a movement with it and encouraging. I think it's just one of those things where it needs to be encouraged from a young age now. You know, some people, the ship has sailed and the careers are already in one direction. But I think if we can let young girls know and young women there is a place for them in construction, and if they have an interest in it, then don't be fearful. You know, there's people out there who will employ you, and you're fine to start your own company within that industry as well. It's a lot more open now.
Yeah, absolutely. What inspired you to work in the construction sector?
It was an accident, to be honest. I was taking a year out of university, and my dad was saying, he got me a job at Greggs Pastures, and I was like, I really don't want to work with her.
You got a job in Greggs? That has got to be my ultimate job, a job in Greggs.
I mean, it'd be massive one now, though, because I do love a pasta, being Northern. So I was like, I'm not taking this job. So I found this job working for a construction magazine. But my dad's a builder. My dad's an engineer, my stepdad's a builder, so I've always been surrounded by that, so I understood the industry. So when going for interviews, I understood what I was doing, and I've always had an interest in property, developing properties. My mum's an estate agent, so I was just kind of brought up with it. So when I seen this job, I thought, oh, this is going to be a perfect fit. And then luckily I did well throughout my career there and managed to start my own company.
Right, no, that's brilliant. It's brilliant. Now then, you're going to be at the Southeast Construction Show at Ardingly at the Sussex Event Centre on Thursday, are you not?
Yes.
And you're going to be speaking, I believe, at the Sussex Construction Forum, which is kind of like the breakfast meeting.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So in the morning there's a bit of a breakfast meeting. So I'm just doing just a little 15-minute speech about women in construction and my experience being a woman in construction. Mm. And then I'm opening it up to for question and answers as well. I find that's a little better. So, you know, I'm not just speaking at people. I could be droning on about anything. Or I prefer question and answers because, you know, you're actually telling people the answers to what they want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're looking forward really very much to hearing that and to seeing you there. So you've kind of really answered the next question, but just kind of give us a bit more background. So what are you going to be talking about? You're going to be talking about your experiences in construction, women in construction. Anything else you're touching on?
Yeah, I'm going to touch slightly on The Apprentice, but not that's not going to be the main thing. It's more going to be about women in construction,
yeah.
How we can help and encourage other women into construction. Yeah. And just my experience where I didn't actually realise that I'd ever been discriminated against. You know, I just plod on and just crack on with things and wasn't actually realising that people perhaps had been a bit awful to me because I was a woman. I just put it down more like, oh, they was an idiot.
They're just being awful, but, yeah.
Yeah, but as time went on, I started to see the trend and was like, oh, actually, I think this might be because I'm a woman and, you know, I look the way that I do or I speak the way I do or whatever else it is. So I'm just going to, talk about that and some of the experiences I had and how I dealt with it and now how obviously I've got businesses that turn over a few million each. So how I managed to get them to that stage.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because we can't afford, there's no excuse for it, but even more so because we have a massive skill shortage in construction. There's 812,000 unfilled jobs in the UK at the moment, and 37% of those are in construction. So we need all the talent we can possibly get. So disqualifying people for stupid reasons is really a no-no.
It seems insane, you know, and I was, one of my friends is an engineer, actually, a doctor of science, and she was saying, still to this day, seatbelts was made back in the olden days by predominantly a board of men, solely a board of men. There wasn't a single woman who helped design these. And so now seatbelt safety is designed for the average man's figure. And they didn't take into account women or children when doing that.
Yep.
So still to this day, when we drive our cars, they aren't as safe for women and children as what they are for men. Now, if there was some women in that room, they would have said, well, actually, my figure's very different to yours. My upper body doesn't look like yours. And so, you know, it's valuable. It's valuable in progressing the industry as well. And there's no point in having any company where everybody looks the same, they speak the same, they're from the same background, because who then thinks any differently? You need to have a vast array of people to help your company, especially when it comes to technology, engineering, anything where you're looking at developing things. You need all the different experiences from all different kinds of people.
Absolutely. I guess in the studio we're all nodding along sagely to that and agreeing totally with what you're saying. You're absolutely right, Michaela. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. We don't want to keep you any longer because we know you've had a busy media day. If people want to find out more about your magazine or to read the magazine online, what's the website?
Yeah, well, I mean, people can just go to my own website and it's got all the businesses on there, and that's just michaela-wayne.co.uk, and on there there's a section for all the different companies that I own.
Fantastic. So that's Michaela Wayne. That's W-A-I-N, michaelawayne.co.uk. Check it out, people. Have a look. And Michaela, we're looking forward to hearing from you at the Construction Expo on Thursday at the Ardingly Event Centre. For the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you soon.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you very much.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.
That was Michaela Wayne, runner-up on the 2017 Apprentice, the owner of many multi-million pound businesses in the construction sector. And if you're a young lady considering your options, construction is a great industry to get into. And it's like lots of things. We talk about careers a lot. Oh, I do, because I own a job site. But we talk about careers a lot. But one of the things when we're talking to young people is they don't always appreciate that it's an evolutionary process when you go to work. Yeah, you start at the bottom and then you grow your experiences. You scale it up. See what I did there? You scale it up and you grow with it. And when you talk about businesses like construction, people think about like bricklaying or something. But of course, there's all kinds of things that go on, you know, quantity surveying, architecture. There's just so many different versions of what you do in the construction sector. So do look at it. It's a great sector to work in. You can build a career.
See what you did there.
You didn't like that, did you?
Well, no, it's a big debate, isn't it, of what you're saying, and I just think you're talking about the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it goes way, way deeper than actually all girls decide to go off and do maths and then go into construction. That's not where it all begins.
Absolutely. Talking about careers, Tracy Ferguson has tweeted, and she says, we're looking for exhibitors with live opportunities in the following four sectors, and we'll come to those in a minute. And that's the jobsinkent.com careers fair in partnership with the Romney Resource Centre, taking place at the Grand in Folkestone on the 23rd of October. And they're looking for retail, hospitality, warehouse and driving in particular. You can be in any sector, but those four sectors, if you're an employer with job opportunities in South Kent, i.e. the Folkestone Hive, Romney Marsh area, and you want a free stand at a careers fair, get in touch with Tracy. You can find Tracy on the Twitter, Tazi64, T-A-Z-I-64, follow her on the Twitter. And they're also going to be looking at apprenticeships. And she's saying if you send her a direct message on Twitter, if you're interested, then she'll give you a free stand space if you're in that sector. So, but if you're a job seeker in South Kent, 23rd of October, free to get in. There's already 14 employers signed up, and they're looking to have 25. And there's also free mini bite-sized workshops on how to do your CV, how to present yourself at interview, how to understand what career suits you best, and what your motivations are, which is a good one. So do check all of that out.
And got, take the pressure off it. How many careers have you had?
Me?
Yeah, exactly.
Blimey, hundreds.
Exactly.
I've been fired from more careers than most people have had.
Exactly. There you go.
Do you know what the numbers are on that? I'm a bit of a stat wonk, yeah, as you know. And there's a couple of things. 84.6% of stats are made up on the spot. But there's a stat that says the average person will have seven different careers with 17 different employers during their working life. Yeah, that's the average. And my favourite stat of all time is that currently 61% of students currently at school, college or university will do a job that hasn't yet been invented.
That's genius.
Yeah.
I love it.
Which is brilliant, that. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Because that focuses your mind on, you know, how we have to think about careers and the world of work in a different way, especially now because the rate of change is so quick. And we're going to be talking to someone working in the new
tech. I see what you did there.
What?
Conduit beautifully into.
See, you're giving away my secrets of how I segue into sections.
I love that, by producing
shows to within an inch of my life.
I'm in awe of that. Then
are you?
I didn't see that coming.
You didn't?
No.
It was so.
And I work you week in, week out.
And it was so well masked. And now you're giving it away.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Which means I want to talk to
just
our...
Just do it now.
I want to talk to our next guest.
Know.
Yeah.
Well, you gave him the two.
I gave him the 2 minutes.
But we'll just go straight in.
We've waffled away for at least a minute and 42 seconds. So it's now time to talk to our next guest.
Got a great tweet come up, actually.
Has
makes
he?
Him sound really good. Have you ever seen it, Richard? Says that we've got the MD. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Who's that? Yeah.
I don't know. Is MD a bit old now? People like calling themselves CEO.
I think, is MD higher than a CEO?
We'll have a talk about that in a minute.
Who forgot?
Yeah, because I've got an interesting story in that. But anyway, I want to introduce the MD of KO Digital, Mr. Richard Bilton. Richard, welcome.
Hello.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. I think you need to change your job title. MD's a bit up. No.
I know, I like MD.
Yeah, I like MD too.
It's one letter less than CEO.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy to say.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Obviously, you're running a technology company.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that in a moment. But it is interesting the effect that technology is having on the rate of change that goes on. You know, technology comes in every area. And this is not for you. This is just another little one of my moan-ups, which makes me laugh. My old mum, who is 90, yeah, bless her cotton socks, yeah, she's on medication. You would be when you're 90, wouldn't you? Yeah. And...
all the medication.
She has to have a repeat prescription. So she goes to the GP for her repeat prescription. Like, we don't do it like that anymore. You have to do it online. Mm. Yeah, really? That's really going to work, isn't it? Yeah. But bless her, my mum.
She's great, though. She
went and bought an iPad. She set herself up an account, and she's done it. But, you know, the average 90-year-old isn't really going to cope with that, are they? It's not going to work. But she's got tons of drugs now, if you want any, because she put in a multiple order, and they delivered them all. So that's fantastic. anyway, enough of that.
Richard.
Yeah, let's talk to Richard. Richard, give us an overview, first of all, of KO Digital. What do you do? How do you do it?
Okay. It's always quite difficult, these questions, isn't it? It's the elevator pitch. Mm. Well, we are Kent's number one technical agency.
Mm-hmm.
We do websites, mobile apps, software, and try and work out how to get all of those in the best way for our customers into their digital marketing strategy.
Mm.
We try and focus more on what the businesses are trying to achieve.
Yep.
You know, whether it's getting more inquiries, more sales, or just getting more exposure.
Yeah.
And then we work out, using evidence, what technologies we should use to satisfy that or successfully do that.
That's fantastic, isn't it? I was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago with Kelly Tolhurst, MP, who's the Minister for Small Business. And we were talking about the low productivity numbers in the UK.
Yeah.
It's a thing that government have been kind of worried about, our productivity numbers. And this kind of affects you guys as well, doesn't it? Talking about scaling up businesses. And one of the things that we were looking at quite heavily is the low uptake amongst very small micro and self-employed people, especially of digital technology, you know, useful tools. And we came across a report, and when I saw this, I couldn't believe it. I just really didn't believe the numbers. But I've reread the report. I've reread the stats behind the report. The report was done by the Federation of Small Business, and they estimate that 76% of small businesses have no digital presence. That's a huge amount. And I think, and they clearly mean business presence, because I mean, everybody's got a Facebook page or a Twitter handle or Instagram account, but they mean a business presence. And I think, you know, bearing in mind what you just said, Richard, about what KO do, you know, you focus on not just their technical needs, you don't just design them a pretty website. Mm. You're actually looking at what they need to run their business.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, businesses come to us because they don't have this skill in this house.
Yeah.
So companies in my sector shouldn't really be asking their potential customers to say, you know, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
People shouldn't come to us and say, yeah, well, I want a website and I want a website to do this.
Yeah.
We should help them to work out how to get the best website.
Absolutely.
Actually, this leads me on to one of the things I always use as an example, because a lot of people in my industry say, oh, you know, hi, Mr. Customer, thanks for ordering me the job. We're going to build you a new website. And they say, you know, what websites do you like? What websites don't you like? And what do you want your website to look like? And then we give you a design and they say, do you like it?
Yeah.
And the most obvious thing in the world is that you're asking the only person who's not going to buy services from this company whether or not they like the website.
Yeah.
It needs to be whether the potential customers like it. How are people talking about your business? How does this industry work? And this is the type of research and evidence we need to gather in order to tell people we think this is the best website or app or piece of software for your business.
Do you know what? I couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely right. And it's a crazy thing that you get into, isn't it? Where someone that doesn't know the technology decides they need a website. They have no idea what they're looking at when they're trying to pick someone to do it. Yeah. And quite often the thing that I hear a lot is that people go, but, you know, my cousin's nephew, who's 12, can do websites, and he said he'd do me one. Or I went to a London agency and they said they'd do me one for 35 grand. Yeah. And I don't know what I'm looking at here. What I want is a website that's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the point. You've actually started with the wrong question, because you don't build a website because you wanted a website. As I said earlier, kind of, I want more inquiries. How am I going to do that? Yeah, it's probably going to involve a website. We're in the modern world. We know there's going to be a website, but let's not focus on building a website yet. Let's talk about what we're going to do, how you want to do it.
Yeah. I love that. And I love that because it's making people think about the point of what they're doing. And too often, with every area of technology, you know, I get loads of people say to me, we need to do more social media. I need to hire a social media person to do it for me. And you go, why? What are you trying to do? Mm. Yeah, well, we need a presence. Yeah, but why?
Yeah.
And they haven't quite often thought about what it is they're trying to achieve. You're absolutely right. So I love that approach, which is kind of, I guess we could call it results-focused planning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'd say that more holistic.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, but I don't understand big words, Richard. I'm much better with short words.
Okay, let's stick with that. Results-focused, I like that. Yeah.
That's why he's MD, isn't it, really? Because he knows the big words. So when you're looking at this kind of thing, how do you find, you know, when you talk to a client and you go, yeah, but what do you want to achieve?
Yeah.
What's the kind of reaction you get in general?
Well, it is, you know, to be perfectly honest, there's actually only about four answers to the question.
Yeah.
Depending on what type of business you are. And it is that simple where you start from. Do you want more inquiries? Do you want more sales? Do you want to get your message out further? Or do you want to be better known?
Yeah.
You know, these are usually the answers to it.
Yeah.
And it is that start from there. Hmm. As I say, we know we're going to do a website along the way. You know, it's 2019. I had to check there. It's 2019. We're going to do a website. Don't worry about that. Let's start from here. We're going to do the work. We're going to do some competitor analysis. We're going to do some industry benchmarking and research. We're going to look at keywords. We're going to come up with recommendations and ideas of how to best achieve that for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't need to talk about the technology to a technology company, because that's their job now. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of message we try and get across. Mm-hmm. You know, it probably leads us quite well into the event we're launching in a couple of weeks. It's our first event called KO How.
Right.
It's an educational event. It's entirely free. We intend to be doing these sort of like once a quarter. Mm. This one is actually hosted at Kent Science Park, where we are, which I've discovered that not a lot of Kent know even exists, but it's a really nice park.
We'll talk about that in a minute, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that then. We've got a couple of talks on at this event. The first one is called The Death of the Salesman.
Right.
Which really kind of relates to this, which is basically it's all but illegal to call someone up and sell to them now.
Or email them.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. But to be perfectly honest, it doesn't matter about the legalities or anything like that. No one wants you to.
Yeah.
Do not sell to people. In fact, you're actually going to have a negative impact on this prospect by calling them. You have to be where they're looking when they want to buy.
Absolutely.
And the best way to do that nowadays is with things like websites, social media, and things like that. Yeah. Google's your best friend. They're your best friend and the most powerful person you'll ever know, who will never talk to you. So the first talk will be about the death of a salesman and how businesses should start thinking about positioning themselves where people are looking. And the second talk is called To App or Not To App. Mm-hmm. We do apps as well. The vast majority of people either think they don't need an app or have no idea what they would do with an app. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to educate people to work out what kind of apps that business can develop, because there's only really two main apps: outward facing ones to customers or inward facing ones to manage their employees. And basically, if you have repeat customers, the likelihood is you need an app. And the talk we're going to be having at Kent Science Park will, you know, I can't give all the secrets away at the moment. You've got to come and listen to us speak. And actually on the event, at the event, we'll be doing free industry benchmarking for anyone's company if they come over to the desk and say, yeah, I want to see some benchmarks about what's my industry doing digitally in the country.
Okay.
And in Kent.
I'm totally on board with you on that, cold calling doesn't work as the recipient of cold calls. Many of them, I hate them with a vengeance. I hate them almost as much as the emails I get that say, hello, we're in your area next week and we're going to call in and sell you just a telephone system or whatever. Or in my case, they even go, we're going to come in and sell you recruitment services. Why are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Because you haven't researched. Because you didn't use Google. You didn't look me up on Google or LinkedIn or anywhere else. You just looked at the name of my company and thought, you know what, we're going to send you. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And it's about relationship building and establishing yourself in a marketplace. So let's talk about KO Digital itself.
Yeah.
You're the leader of this business.
Yep.
Who we're currently referring to as MD.
Yep. I'm happy with that.
Is it your business?
It is.
You founded the business.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And how long have you been going?
I think since about 2010. I hesitate. It's a convoluted start, buying, selling companies, etc.
Yeah.
2010. We actually rebranded beginning of last year because we used to be called Moco Software Solutions.
Used to be called
Moco Software Solutions because we were a software company. And at the beginning of last year, we rebranded to KO Digital because we acquired a couple of web design agencies. We opened up our services, and Moco Software Solutions didn't really describe what we did anymore.
Yeah.
We've over the past year, we've doubled the size of employees, doubled our turnover. We're quite ambitious now. We've got a plan moving forward to significantly scale up. Relevant to the other two guests here.
And that's excellent because the whole digital web marketplace is incredibly competitive.
It is,
there's a lot of people in it.
Correct.
So, you know, what you've achieved with your business in a few short years is remarkable, and that's fantastic. You're based at Kent Science Park.
Yeah.
It's the old Shell Research Station
at
Sittingbourne. It's out in the middle of nowhere, well, on the outskirts of Sittingbourne.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic place, though, isn't it?
It's great. Yeah. As I always tell everyone, there's a free swimming pool there,
yeah.
And it is a science park. You literally see people walking around with lab coats.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah, they don't do science. They just wear lab coats.
That's right, yeah. That's they just got to fit in.
It's now a business park, basically. What it is office units and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very technically and scientifically orientated still.
Yeah.
I haven't been up there for a few months, but I've know two or three people that are based there. What made you choose being based there?
Last year when we basically, the two web design companies that we acquired, one was in Canterbury, one was in Maidstone.
Right.
Our office was in Rochester.
Right.
And when you draw a few lines between all of those, you work out
that there's no central. Yeah, yeah.
We didn't know Kent Science Park existed. It just happened to be on the X that emerged from that.
Mm.
It wasn't actually convenient for anyone. It was least inconvenient for anyone, I think, I'd probably say. But I haven't regretted it. Kent Science Park is really nice. It's nice and quiet. It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's actually quite surprising. It is definitely it is definitely a science park and not a business park.
Mm.
You know. And you would understand that if you come visit us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Discovery Park at Sandwich, where, again, that was the old Pfizer plant, and there's still buildings there full of DNA sequences and all kinds of scientific nonsense that got left behind. And I happen to know, because not that it's relevant to anything, but there's a £1 million sequencer that Pfizer left behind because they didn't need it anymore. Mm. And they now rent it out at like £1 a minute for sequencing your DNA and building monsters. Well, maybe I added that bit, but anyway. Tell me again, Richard, when KO Howe is taking place.
That is on October the 17th.
Right.
Yes, and at Kent Science Park.
And it's going to be at the Kent Science Park.
That's right, yeah.
And if people want to come along, it's a free event?
It is a free event, yeah. I believe there's an Eventbrite thing. Someone, I imagine, from my business will imminently tweet something saying, yes, it's here in Eventbrite.
Well, we'll find out what it is anyway and put it on the Kent Business Radio website.
Yeah.
But, Richard, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. For the moment, if people want to find out more about KO Digital in general, what's the best way to do that?
Best way, go to our website. Website which is ko.digital. Nothing after it. It's off. The most common thing I'm asked, actually, is just say .co.uk. No, just ko.digital.
I own Fruitworks in Canterbury, which is a community workspace. And our website is fruitworks.co. And people go, you've left the UK off. No, we haven't. Yeah, it gets people that. So ko.digital is the website. There is already a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website, and that will stay there forever. Richard, fantastic. We wish you much success with your event.
Are you
going to Tech Expo on Thursday?
I believe so. I'll just check my calendar. I'm probably being sent there.
Yeah. Go. Go. Make
Richard,
contact.
What made you acquire two companies?
What made me acquire? This may be interesting, maybe not, I don't know. Being a software company, we discovered that not many people knew that they needed a software company when they needed a software company. And in fact, we found out that most businesses in Kent would ask their web design company when they needed a new piece of software. So we discovered that web design companies were actually our greatest competitors, even though they didn't do the service we did. So we decided to acquire two web design companies, start opening our services to web design and apps. Right. Now we have three times as many software inquiries as we did have before.
Wow. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So that was the benefit of actually getting some consultants in to research our routes to market.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. He's smart, isn't he?
I quite like this MD we have in the room. Yeah,
he's doing things the right way. That's unusual.
We're a bit flabbergasted, aren't we?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be really honest, Richard, because we meet loads of people in business, and the intention is always great, and that is to grow business and it's to give a service.
Yeah. Yeah.
But actually, I quite like the fact that when I go for a website, and we've always said this, how do I know what I want? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're the expert, and you're the first expert who's told me, don't talk to me about that, because that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Actually, tell me about your customers. How many people feed back to you knowing who their customers are?
Not that many.
Yeah.
We have to help a lot.
Yeah.
We actually do that by doing a lot of competitor research because somewhere in your industry, some of your competitors are doing the right thing and we can find out who they are and we can find out what they're doing by analysing them all.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, isn't it, how just getting people to think through what they're doing makes a big difference. For many years, I worked as a management consultant on my own. And years and years ago, a thousand years ago, I was hired by a company that made babies' nappies, diapers, yeah. And we got a group of people together to talk to them. Their business was failing and they needed to kind of turn it around and think about it. And we kept asking them questions about what they do, and they were fixated on nappies. Not surprisingly, it was their business, but their fixation on that was deflecting them from what they weren't thinking about what it was they actually do. And I know it sounds trite, I know it sounds absolutely trite, but somebody, and it wasn't me, but one of the team of people helping them there came up with a thing that said, no, actually, what you're at, because they kept saying, what business you're in? They go, the nappy business. And they go, actually, you're in the mother and toddler comfort business, is what they come up with. Having identified that, their thinking changed drastically, and from there they started producing a range of goods that were, you know, like trainer nappies, disposable nappies, and things that they'd never have thought of, because their thinking was limited to the business they thought they were in. Yeah. So what you're doing is brilliant. It's consulting. It's basically getting people to think through where they're going. And I love that. I absolutely love that.
Good.
I think
that's
brilliant. But the brilliant thing is, but you've also said that you actually went through the same process yourself when growing your business.
Absolutely.
By asking other people to help you identify what you were doing and where you were going.
Well, one of the biggest things for me was to realise that my opinion isn't necessarily the best way to go.
Yeah.
And I think to be a good leader.
Yeah.
But you know, to be a good leader or to work out where to go, you know, opinion is the like poor relation of evidence. Doesn't really matter what your opinion is. When you gather the evidence and show that you're wrong, just follow that.
Yeah, absolutely. Richard, fantastic. Thank you. Do check it out, ko.digital on the web. Have a look at what they're doing. Get along on October the 17th to KO Howe at the Kent Science Park. Richard, thank you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We're fast approaching the halfway point of the show. We've got two more guests to talk to talk about some stuff. And we've got loads of tweets still coming in and loads of emails to read.
We have. Do you want to do something?
Yeah, go for it, Bert.
Oh, you want me to do something?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm bored now. I'm not doing any more.
Oh, okay. Tech Expo. We've got Tech Expo, 26th of September. We're looking forward to seeing everyone at the Tech Expo on the 26th of September. Please drop by for a business slush. So, Waffle, did you know about all this?
I know that Dragon Co-working in there and Roland's doing these slushies.
Exactly. Yeah. It just makes me laugh. They've also got a Waffle 9-0. I don't know what
it's Waffle 9. Waffle 9. It's the ninth time they've run it.
Why have they put a zero on the end, dot zero?
Because they're trying to be all kind of...
Like
release
Apple
number. Yeah.
See what you've done there.
Yeah.
See what you've done. Anyway, 7th of October, 17th of October, and it's 4 till 5.30. And this is Waffle 9.0 is coming, and it will be sponsored by Folly's Face and Body Art, and that's Liz Bylett. Always a popular event, so please book ASAP. Apart from the waffles and networking, Liz will be springing a few surprises with her amazing body art models, like our Dragon Lady, to book at her their website or their Facebook page. Also, and I can't say this on air, there's a failure night.
Oh, yeah.
Use your creativity, everybody.
Yeah.
It begins with F and ends with P. Night, 1st of November, 7 p.m. till late. And we're back with our best lineup of speakers so far. So come and listen to stories of business failures and learn how to avoid them yourself. And this is not your normal business event. There are craft beers, local ciders, cocktails, along with local bands. And they're all included in the price of £20 for the ticket. And we're also looking for a beer sponsor. We will supply a beer and name it after your business. So think Jobs in Kent IPA or Fruitworks Lager, for example. I think it's quite nice that you put you in there.
Do you think they're getting
at me? Well, I just think it's quite nice that they're not thinking that you're a competitor. That's all I'm saying.
Well, by web.
DragonCoworking.co.uk.
No, competition's so 20th century.
I agree.
It's about collaboration. Roland's a good mate of mine, and I love Dragon
Co-working.
But
he had a really good idea recently.
I stole it.
Please tell me you stole it.
I stole it.
Great people.
I stole it. Lock, stock and barrel.
Good. Yeah?
I didn't even hide the fact that I'd stolen his idea. It was a brilliant idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
I rebranded it under my name and just went with it.
Yep. Like I keep saying, Picasso said, good people copy, great people steal.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a tweet from Jules.
What are the hugs about, Jules?
Yeah, no, this one's a sensible tweet.
Don't be silly.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. It says, any listeners of the Business Bunker Show, if you're interested in frontier markets, there's a webinar tomorrow at 10 a.m. with her new husband, Gavin. Yeah? Her new husband. That they've been
17 years.
They've been together 24 years now. Mm. Gavin is the author of Frontier Funds, Frontier Markets, and they're going to be talking about Frontier Funds in a webinar, and you can sign up for it. And she's given me a link, but the link's completely unreadable. Let me try and understand where this link is. East Capital, it is. Brighttalk.com is where you can sign up for the webinar on Frontier Funds and investing in the Frontier Marketplace. So check that out. You can do one more before we join the newsroom, I think.
Join us for the Kenwood Trust James Bond-themed fireworks spectacular. I always get excited this time of year. We know that the mentions are going to come out for the fireworks spectacular. Featuring a performance from Marylebone Jelly is an event not to be missed. This is on Thursday, the 7th of November. Obviously, that's not fireworks night, but it is a fireworks night, if that makes sense. So that's... past four. So 16:30 till 20:30. Gate open at 4:30 p.m. Fireworks are at 7:30 and the event finishes at 8:30. This is at Kenwood Place in Yalding. You love it there, don't you? Yes.
Well, I'm a trustee.
Exactly. www.wibblywobblyway.eventbrite.co.uk. Annual fireworks. We are on the ball here, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Go and have a look.
It's lovely, Kenwood. Come down. We're going to have great fun.
Are you going?
Of course I am. I'm a trustee.
Okay.
I'm also the new chair of Kenwood Enterprise.
Are you?
Yeah. Trying to make a bit of money, keep the charity going.
Nice.
Kenwood's a charity that looks after people with drink and drug addictions. We rehabilitate them in a fantastic Georgian country house in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. It costs a lot of money to house people, look after them, dry them out, and we then give them vocational training and put them out into the world in their own homes. We find homes for them, put them back into society and get them a job. That costs a huge amount of money and we haven't got any, so we need it. Send money.
Speak to Russell Brand.
Yeah.
He's one of the leading authorities now in addiction.
Yeah, yeah.
Very interesting.
I'm not surprised. He's been addicted to almost
everything.
He's
got a great podcast out as well. He's got a great podcast out called Under the Skin. And he's going through the podcast platform of Luminary. Very interesting business model. Go and check it out.
Very quickly, I want to tell you about this. It's Request 2021. And this is, again, a charitable thing. They're trying to raise money to send a team of scouts to Antarctica. It's been organised by Alan Noak, who's the Deputy District Commissioner of Scouting. And it's been going on for a couple of years now. They've raised £30,000. They need to raise £100,000. It's a lot of money to go and visit Antarctica. And this was really bizarre. Alan, who I know really well, talking about Fruitworks, my place in Canterbury, we run a thing called Create, which is a networking event. And about 3 years ago, we ran a networking event, and we were talking about making connections and the power of networking and how you can meet people and stuff like that, okay? And Alan just happened to say, Alan was one of the speakers, and he just happened to say, you know, one of the all-time favourite things he wanted to do was to visit Antarctica. And he was about to launch this scout thing, and sat right in the front row was a guy who went, my brother is the station manager of the Antarctic station. What are the chances of that in a group of 20 people on a wet November in Canterbury? You know, unbelievable coincidence. And it just shows you how you never know who you're going to bump into and who you're going to meet. Anyway, we're going to join the newsroom. And then when we come back, we've got two more fantastic guests to talk to. Here we go.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.